This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of 48-year-old Jeremiah Booker, an Arkansas County judge, was discovered at the bottom of Mud Lake in Arkansas. Mud Lake's about a 40-minute drive southwest of Memphis. An autopsy has been scheduled. With police lights flashing at the driveway and TV cameras poised to go, another made-for-TV raid by the partisan FBI took place at President Trump's residence in Florida overnight. A D.C. judge claims there was enough evidence that Trump took papers from the White House years ago. What some are calling a continuation of the witch hunt, Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is with the Republican National Lawyers Association.
This is about we, the American people, and the contempt that our leaders have for us. And it's time for us to take back Washington and put a stop to this type of banana republic nonsense.
We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A Russian rocket on Tuesday successfully launched an Iranian satellite into orbit. The Soyuz rocket lifted off as scheduled just before 9 a.m. Moscow time Tuesday from the Russian launch facility in Kazakhstan. About 9 minutes after the launch, it was placed into orbit. Tehran said no other country will have access to information it gathers. Nebraska continues to work on their abortion laws.
There will be no special legislative session in Nebraska anytime soon to consider stricter abortion laws. Though officially nonpartisan, the Nebraska unicameral consists of a Republican majority. That state's governor, Pete Ricketts, says there weren't enough votes to pass a ban on the procedure after 12 weeks of pregnancy. He expressed interest in calling a special session, saying he would support a near-total ban on abortion with no exceptions for rape or incest. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
After many delays and pauses, American Airlines says it expects to take delivery of a Boeing 787 Dreamliner as soon as Wednesday. Aviation safety regulators said earlier Monday that Boeing had made changes it needed to meet certification standards and that deliveries could resume in the coming days. The man that lied to a FISA court to begin the Trump-Russia collusion has never been held accountable for his actions. The Biden administration has turned a blind eye to their fellow Democrat. Now, Andrew McCabe's hate for President Trump gets airtime on CNN as a made-for-TV raid of Trump's Florida home based on a theory that he took papers from the White House years ago.
Has this ever happened in the history of our republic that a former president, that a federal judge apparently made a decision that there might be evidence of a crime in the residence of a former president? It's just astounding. But on the other hand, as with so many things with the former administration, it's also not that surprising.
Victor Davis Hanson on Fox News is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute.
I think they should break up the FBI, disperse its bureaus throughout the federal government. It's got too much power. It's a threat, and it's a danger to democracy. It really is. It's asymmetrical.
NASCAR Racing takes the show to Richmond, Virginia this weekend. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Michael Sapka joining us. Michael has an incredible story to share with us. It has been amazing, his life experience. He is now a high-level educator and influencer in the political and electoral circles of North Florida with the goal of helping responsible conservative and constitutional candidates win local, statewide, and federal races and offices. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, what a story. Tell our audience a little bit about your background. I mean, it has been a wild ride for you and your family, as somebody who has come to this country and, you know, and enjoyed its benefits and now are, trying to help it get recentered on its constitutional focus.
Absolutely, sir. And it's a pleasure being here. I actually always had, since I was a young man, thanks to my parents, basically, when we grew up in Venezuela, we had a really good idea of what America was. We had a good impression. We loved America since we were kids. Mm-hmm. When I came to study film in Los Angeles in 1984, I was attending church, and they were teaching a class that had to do with the Judeo-Christian principles of the Constitution, and I signed up and I took the class. And what blew my mind is that I really didn't understand up to that point why America was so great. And it was because God gave us these rights, all these freedoms, the freedom of speech, the freedom to bear arms, all of these freedom of religion, all of these things that people outside in the world grow up and they think that America is just this big, prosperous, financial thing, right? Future. Mm-hmm. Right. The American dream, but nobody really understands it out there. And it blew my mind that God gives us these rights and that's what makes America so powerful, because in all the rest of the countries, the government is the one that gives you the rights. Therefore, those governments can take those rights away from you.
Exactly.
So, That's what really separates America, and this is what I do now, is I do my best, it's not easy, but I love orientating, if that's the right word, the Hispanics as they're coming into America to really understand, what this country is about and why is it so powerful, why is it so prosperous,
exactly.
And I give them examples of China, right? China has attempted to launch, sort of like this economic thing, right? This capitalism or whatever. But it really doesn't work, and they continue to fail, and they're actually bankrupt. I think this. They're just, it's a country in collapse. But the reason it doesn't work It's because they don't have God in their constitution. They don't have, you know, anything even remotely close. It's a communist country, you know. They hate God.
And yeah, so they don't, they don't acknowledge. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
They will never be prosperous. Mm-hmm. And so, and same like in Venezuela right now, they've taken God away from the country and you know, repressing religious leaders and things like that. And, you know, and now we're seeing it right here in America, you know. I mean, we saw
exactly
Trump's, mm-hmm. Trump's home, you know, in Mar-a-Lago getting invaded, you know. And I'm in Florida, so this is my territory. And you know,
I'm right with you on the East Coast. I'm just south of you, here in Stuart, Florida. So I'm watching what's going on, and it's quite shocking. And I have a couple of Venezuela friends, interestingly enough, Michael, have called me up and go, oh my goodness, this is Venezuela all over again. And they've been sounding the alarm to the American people and saying, look at, you know, you need to be careful here because this is the slide that happened to us. You know, inflation, government came in, took away our guns, took away our rights, and you know, as you said quite clearly, our rights come from God, and America was born out of prayer and an idea. I mean, you had the pilgrims coming from Europe just praying to God. I mean, for 10, 12 years they were praying, asking God, God, is there a place that we can go to? Can you bring us, take us somewhere where we could worship you and honor you? And and God brought them to America. And it was the first governor of America that really helped to consecrate and seal the commitment. And God has only made, as far as nations are concerned that we're aware of in the history of man, commitments to two nations. One was Israel and the other was America. And you're exactly right, Michael, is that people, when they come to America, need to realize that its foundation is absolutely interlinked with Judeo-Christian principles. And for immigrants who want to come in and enjoy the benefits of this country, they need to understand that more importantly is that we honor God here. And when we've honored God, it's gone well for us. And right now, the country, and I say right now, this has been going on for decades, the country has made a slow turn away from God. And as a result, here we are. We have blood on our hands for 49 years. It's resulted in the murder of over 60 million babies. And America, that's right, which was supposed to be that shining light on a hill, you know, pronouncing the benefits of God and His holiness, has sent a dark signal out to the world to where now over a billion babies around the world have been aborted. I mean, we have abandoned our reason to be. Go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about Hispanics, right? You know, the general theme, right, was Hispanics that are shifting away from the Democrats. And you know, you can substitute that word Democrats. You know, they're shifting. So Hispanics are shifting away from evil. They're seeing this evil, mm-hmm. because they saw it in their own countries. You know, talk about the murdering of babies. I mean, listen, Hispanics are highly pro-life. Everybody knows that. They right. love their families. They love their children. You know, they find it inconceivable that a nation like the United States would have legalized abortion. And you know, this is one thing that Hispanics never understand. And now that they saw the mm-hmm. results of what happens when people rise up, they elect a righteous president like Donald Trump, mm-hmm. who filled the Supreme Court with some really awesome judges. And now they're, you know, you can now explain to them and show them, listen, this is what happens. This is why America's system is so amazing. It's because we can regenerate the Supreme Court. We can get rid of these bad laws. We can shut down all these government handouts, and we can shut the border. You know, I'll tell you really quick, Bill, and I know we're pressed for time, but when people ask
me, we've got about 40 seconds left, so I'll let you take us to the break. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, no. Well, I'll pick that up on the other side of the break, because it's a 4-point thing I'm going to tell you guys about why okay. Venezuela went down into communism. You're going to love this.
Yeah, well, I imagine the yellow brick road that you experience in Venezuela, as my other friends from Venezuela have said, seems very similar to what America has been embarking on as well. We've got more from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here along with Michael Sopka. And Michael, as I mentioned, is a high-level educator and influencer in the political and electoral circles of North Florida. And we were talking about Hispanics shifting in droves from Democrats to Republicans, and the left is in total meltdown. Now, you've got to understand, as Michael was saying, in fact, it's interesting, Michael, you'd appreciate this, 14 years ago, when I was asked to do this radio show, I had a couple of national syndicators. I was sitting in for a friend who was very ill. He ended up passing away. He had pancreatic cancer. And he was the, for all intents and purposes, he was the godfather of Christian talk radio in Los Angeles. And I sat in and did his show. And these syndicators came to me and said, "Gosh, you know, we have never heard of a conservative Hispanic before." I just laughed. I said, "You really don't know Hispanics, you know, if you've never heard of one before." And so they offered this proposition. And so here I am 14 years later doing this national radio show. And I'd been in L.A. radio before and all that. So it was kind of a, you know, it was a God thing, and it was, you know, God's, you know, process for me to be here today talking to you. So, when people, you know, when they try to make comments that Hispanics are monolithic and they're liberal, I say, you know, you don't know what you're talking. You can't look at Geraldo Rivera and say that represents Hispanics. And some of these other liberals, you know, especially in federal offices and that sort of thing. I mean, it's just so bizarre because Hispanics are God-fearing naturally, and they're very conservative. And here it is, interestingly enough, when you had a mayor, a Hispanic mayor from Los Angeles, if you remember in 2008, led the Democratic Party vote to take God out of the party platform. And, yes. You know, and I don't know what people were thinking, like that wasn't going to have any impact. But this is what the Democrats have done. And further, they have moved away from, you know, policies, from, you know, from ideas that are God ordained. And they're running, you know, running amok. You know, as my friend Dan Bongino says, he says the Republicans, he doesn't believe, and I agree with him in part. The Republicans aren't necessarily the solution, but clearly the Democrats are the problem. And this is what it's come down to, right? But anyway, I wanted you to address those four points you started to before we went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's a very simple thing. So people ask me again, you know, Mike, how did, you know, Venezuela go down into communism so quickly, being that it was such a prosperous country? So there's a four point. I'm going to do a rapid fire. Okay. Open borders. So in the 1970s and 60s, Venezuela had open, well, they still have them open, but, you know, in that case, people from all these other nations around Venezuela was very prosperous, but Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, you know, they were not very prosperous at that time. And these people were coming through the border into Venezuela by the hundreds of thousands. Mm-hmm. So that created this, like, poverty belt around the cities. And we couldn't deal with it. It was too much for the Venezuelan people and the government to deal with. Mm-hmm. But they were there. So that's number one, open borders. It always starts with open borders, okay? Mm-hmm. You get people coming in illegally. It's uncontrolled. Now, number two was a two-party system. Venezuela had two major parties, and they share the power, and both of them were equally corrupted. Just like in America. Mm-hmm. And then number three was infiltration of communism into the school systems, right? That's very simple to understand. It's a straight power thing. And number four, I added it later, was apathy from the middle class. You know, say like Venezuela had a huge middle class like in America, but they were completely apathetic and didn't care about all these problems that were happening in the country. So they just kind of like fell asleep at the wheel. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important point. And then if you look at America, we're following these four points. We have open borders. We have two parties that are equally corrupt. And we call it the Uniparty, right? We
yes.
have, you know, we have infiltration of communism into our schools, mainly universities, but now you can see it infiltrating into the elementary and high schools. And then you have this general population that for decades we have just fallen asleep at the wheel, and especially the Christian community itself. We have allowed these things, and you were talking about in the break about the judgment of God, and God will judge a nation for that, for falling asleep at the wheel and allowing the evil to take over our country. It's really
exactly.
our fault. Mm-hmm. So we have to wake up and we have to get back to the core of what the Bible tells us and what the Bible teaches us and take this country back. The good news is that Hispanics are seeing this. It's reminding them of what they saw in their countries where they're coming from. And they are waking up by the hundreds of thousands. And if you see what happened, you know, with Myra Flores over there in the border with Texas.
Exactly.
If you see what is happening all across the country, that the registration of Republicans, you know, and in this case, thanks to Donald Trump, you know, the Republican Party is the party. I mean, and, you know, he said it clearly. We will not form a third party. We're going to restore the Republican Party. So, and I believe that. But the Republican Party up to this point, up to the Trump era, was cooperating with the Democrats in the corruption and the evil that was happening. And now the Trump movement, which is a I call it Trump Nation, whatever you want to call it, is reclaiming America and restoring the Republican Party. And that righteousness that is rising up again in America is attracting the Hispanic community by
exactly
the hundreds of thousands. And I see it in Florida. My family still lives in California. It's happening out there. It's happening in Texas, in Arizona. You name it. It is really clear as water, and the left is melting down, and this is why they're pushing as quickly as they can before the November election to try to ram all these bad legislations, and then they go after Trump and, you know, invade his home. They're trying to do everything right now because they are actually running out of time.
They're panicking because they see the influence that Donald Trump has, because Donald Trump really is transcending party politics. To your point here, Michael, you know, Donald Trump is bringing back the red, white, and blue. He's bringing back American idealism back, and this is freaking them out because, look at, the Democratic Party has had their way. I mean, they've been allowed to steal from the American people, do their side hustles, the Biden family business, you know, getting money from corrupt nations, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Hillary. I mean, go right on down the list, yeah. Right?
Think about Hillary. I mean, you know, it almost seems like yesterday we almost forgot about her because of Hunter Biden being so outrageously corrupt. But Hillary is like the mother of corruption. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of things that she got away with. And there they are invading Trump's Mar-a-Lago, which is not far from where you are, you know, to get a computer and some documents that they thought he was going to be erasing. Because, you know, Hillary is that's what Hillary did.
Yeah. Maybe he should have had Hunter Biden's computer there at the front door. That might have repelled them because they didn't seem to want the computer when they raided Rudy Giuliani's office, right? Hey, real quick, we got a minute left here. And you and I were talking off air about Jonathan Cahn and his documentary, The Harbingers of Things to Come. You're in that documentary, which is so cool. And I've been getting this documentary in front of everybody, and I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to watch this because you will understand what's happening, and I'll guarantee you that it will change your prayer life and your attitude about God, about America, and about your families in a dramatic sort of way. I mean, this is very powerful, right, Michael?
Yes, sir. And I want to tell everybody that Charisma Media wants you to show these films, this film by Jonathan Cahn, in your churches. So communicate, contact them, Charisma Media. You can find them online, and they will help you provide the film so that you can show it in your churches. And it's
exactly
a must-do. You've got to do this.
Michael Sobka, you're awesome, buddy. We got to stay in touch, man. I look forward to staying connected with you, all right? Take care.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of 48-year-old Jeremiah Booker, an Arkansas County judge, was discovered at the bottom of Mud Lake in Arkansas. Mud Lake's about a 40-minute drive southwest of Memphis. An autopsy has been scheduled. With police lights flashing at the driveway and TV cameras poised to go, another made-for-TV raid by the partisan FBI took place at President Trump's residence in Florida overnight. A D.C. judge claims there was enough evidence that Trump took papers from the White House years ago. What some are calling a continuation of the witch hunt, Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is with the Republican National Lawyers Association.
This is about we, the American people, and the contempt that our leaders have for us. And it's time for us to take back Washington and put a stop to this type of banana republic nonsense.
We are USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Al Parada, and like the rest of us, going, what the heck happened? Al is the managing editor of Stream.org. Al, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's like we just got ran over, and we're just trying to get ourselves out of the middle of the road so they don't come back and run over us again.
No, it's a mix between horror of what happened and curiosity of whether they've just jumped the shark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of me is wondering how dumb it is to make Donald Trump look like a victim.
Mm-hmm. but they've been doing this for 6-7 years. I mean, why should they stop now? And I mean, clearly the FBI. They hated Trump from day one, and what they, in effect, have done is they've done their version of the Watergate break-in, have they not, time and again?
How do you say this? It's even worse. God, it sounds cliche, but it's worse than Watergate. This is the FBI.
Yeah.
He's now interfered with 3 straight elections. And if you think about it, if you're listening to what Kash Patel was saying saying about the documents in question, some of them had to do with the Russiagate documents that Trump was trying to declassify.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going after. So is the FBI going after raiding his house to get hold of documents that implicate them in previous criminal behavior?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking police state stuff right there.
Exactly.
We're not talking about political operatives of a party doing something stupid like breaking into Watergate. We're talking about people trying to get hold of evidence that exposes them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unconscionable. And then you look at, you find out who the judge is. And even the judge who signed off on this. You've got to wonder what the judge would sign off on
this. Yeah, exactly.
people don't know, it turns out to be this guy who was part of the investigation into Epstein on the U.S. Mm-hmm. attorney side, quit in the middle of the case to go work for Epstein. It's like, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, who, and then they, let's go one further down in the rabbit hole, put on our little tin ball of hats. Mm-hmm. Who's prosecuting who's supposed to be prosecuting the clients? James Comey's daughter. Who was Jane Comey, former head of the director of the FBI, who was overseeing a lot of this criminal activity in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you don't get rid of the liars. You know, then their progeny get to come in and pick up where they left off, right?
Yeah. I mean,
unbelievable.
It is staggering. It's like, when you first heard about the raid, I was assuming it had to do with, January 6th.
I did too, yeah.
But, because that's what they're pressing for, mm-hmm. January 6th, insurrection. But we're talking about documents that Trump may have already declassified, that he had a right to have, but you're talking about documents and you're raiding the man's house?
Right.
Instead of getting some
didn't
and going to court.
Uh-huh. And Al, they went to Mar-a-Lago before, and they looked into these documents before. And so now, all of a sudden, I mean, the only thing was missing from this raid was CNN, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't have live remotes from inside or something. Mm. And that's what it is. It's theater. It's show. This is not the way normal, American justice system behaves. Especially when you're talking about documents,
mm-hmm.
Like you said, if you had girls locked in a, cave or something, maybe you'd go in there with guns blazing and full force. But this is, it's all for that show. It's all for that prime time news.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this is a former president of the United States. He's got attorneys that have been talking with these people. There are normal procedures. I mean, never has this happened before. This is unprecedented. And, of course, the Democrats say, well, that's because he was an unprecedented president. Really? Come on, give me a break. I mean, what you're trying to do is wordsmith and kind of justify this radical, banana republic totalitarian type behavior.
Yeah, I mean, for example, quick example, we know from Hillary's emails that Barack Obama was using, a different email. He was using
exactly.
an alias for email. Mm-hmm.
Right.
How much government business was done on those emails? That is, in a sense, an equivalency. No investigation there. No raids on his nice little cottage along the sea.
Right.
And we talked about a lot, Hillary Clinton. And everybody's talking about her emails and all this stuff and her classified information. But what people don't know is that the information was on her computer. She had information on that computer that was so classified that the word to describe the classification is classified.
Right.
So nobody could even talk about it. Mm-hmm. I heard that from somebody in the intelligence community who saw the word pop up and went, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, she said she had even uttered that word, she would have gone to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's how classified this stuff was. And our enemies have it because we know the Russians and the Chinese, they have access to our computer.
Well, of course.
No prosecution, no raids at Chappaqua, mm-hmm. Nothing.
Well, she destroys evidence and bleach washes her computer. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, you talk about interference, and here, here she is, as she's walking around Chappaqua like nothing's happened. I mean, she just, free as a bee.
But again, crooks are gonna crook. You don't want the law enforcement to be crooks, and that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the FBI rigging the game.
Yes.
For 2016, and then by burying the Hunter laptop, which they had, and starting to say that it was disinformation, even though that was a lie, and here they are again with this. This is staggering stuff.
Yeah, the damage that they've done to America and the American people is stunning, as you said. Participating in something they knew was bogus from the get-go, interfering with a sitting president and his administration, policies that were helping the forgotten man and woman, the every man and woman of America. And it's a wonder that Donald Trump was able to accomplish what he accomplished with all this interference being led by, you know, James Comey, the FBI, the intelligence community. And here afterwards, time and again, one brick after another, Al, is proven to be false.
Yeah.
And another lie that we've had to, you know, we've had to deal with it. You know, to me, you know, the damage, and this is damage perpetrated by the FBI because they hated Trump and anybody that was in the basket of deplorables in the MAGA movement.
Yeah. Yeah, and today's stuff, it goes to what I call the first law of snake news, that anything that has the media hyperventilating over Trump will be proven false.
Yes.
Usually within 24 hours. And this is another one. There's no there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure, it's like, they're so scared of him running. Like, and the implication of that is they're scared the American people will again reject him and go with Trump. And that this, it's like, at the bottom of this is an arrogance and a distrust of the American people. And that's why this really was a raid on the American people, because it was to stop us from having the opportunity, trying to stop us. They're open about it. I think Mark Elias is open about it. The idea is to stop Trump from running again in 2024. The easiest way the way to guarantee he runs is doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they've been kneecapping him at every turn here, and they're not about to give up power and control easy, and we know that. And, you know, the other thing is they're running scared because they are afraid that they're finally going to be found out here, Al.
Yeah, that's it. Because if they get in, the Republicans get in the power and start investigating this stuff cleanly, a lot of people are in trouble.
Well, and hopefully Republicans who get into power have some backbone. We'll see. Al Parada's with us. We've got more after this.
Here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
As much as it would count on you, go out and be a revival of one. You know, start living in a revival. Al Parada is with us. He's the managing editor of Stream.org. Of course, talking about what happened. And, you know, as Al and I were talking off air, we can't detach the spiritual consequence and element of what is happening right now. We see, you know, physically what's going on, but okay, what else is happening? You know, what is going on with the structure, the infrastructure, and the vision of America's founding? I mean, Al, it's as if the foundational underpinnings of this blessed country that we've enjoyed most of our lives, it's like it's crumbling before our eyes right now.
Yeah, and you're right when you're talking about the spiritual element of it, that they're going after the foundation of the nation, which is based on the idea that we get our rights from God.
Yes.
You know, and natural law. And as you're talking, I know as we're tying this into the insane reaction the overturning of Roe versus Wade, which makes me wonder, as that a lot of the reaction to Trump, ironically, is I think because he pushes godly principles, life, independence, freedom, liberty. You know, it's not about the person. You know, just because he has a cranky personality doesn't justify this insane obsession to destroy him. Because he was that personality when he was the number one rated reality star in the world. It was on everybody's TV shows. The same guy. So what changed? He's sitting there talking about, you know, he's going to overturn Roe versus Wade, and he ended up doing it. So it's weird to think Donald Trump is being persecuted for holding to godly principles in his governance.
Yeah, for saving babies. I mean, this is it. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it extends you know, yes, the killing of babies is bad enough, okay? But then look at the corruption of government. The things that God has instituted government, okay? And if you understand that God has instituted government, then government itself is responsible directly to God. And God, you know, God does not look favorably on governments that abuse the liberty of its constituency and abuse its power. Time and again, you read in history where God judged bad governments. And here we are. I mean, look at we're the next part, the next chapter of God's chosen people. You know, you have Israel, and Israel's history is rich with when it did right, it went well for them. When they decided to turn their back on God, not so bueno. And so the second nation to accept and pray for the hand of God to be upon it, America, is falling victim, and we're going down the same road as what happened with Israel. I mean, the parallels are stunning. And here we are right now, as Jonathan Cahn would say, and again, this documentary we mentioned in the last segment, you know, Harbinger, Things to Come, you've got to see this documentary. It's mind-blowing. And you will appreciate that all this is happening right now as a result of, you know, what happened with Roe v. Wade, what's been happening with our government, what's happening with our economy, our open borders, all this stuff, common sense stuff that a fifth grader knows better.
Mm.
Is out the door, and it's all a result of, I believe, that, you know, God has given up on warning, you know, sending warnings to America. We've been warned enough. 9/11 was a big warning call, you know, to everybody. Said, look at, hey, hello, God here. You know, can you hear me now? No, nope, don't want to hear you, God. I mean, the Democratic Party said, when I hear you, we don't even want you part of our platform anymore. We're turning our back on you. And blatantly. And so you wonder about, and you see all these policies that come from the Democratic Party. They're godless. They're absolutely godless. And they're injurious to the everyday American people. And so what they're doing is they're turning into this communistic totalitarian mindset that says, hey, we have our ways to make you comply. You know, we say that climate change is the order of the day, and you shall comply with climate change. If not, then look at your job will be canceled. You know, you better buy electric cars. You know, your freedoms are now subordinated to the collective interest of the Democratic Party, which will soon be everything that controls America. It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's and hypocrisy is that if they're really that concerned about the environment, they'd be all over China's case. Or India.
Yeah.
So it's not about the climate. It's about control. And that's the scary thing. And they fear they're about to lose control. So what are you going to do? You're going to do whatever you can while you can. And you do whatever you can to protect your power in whatever vicious way you can. It's, you know, it's...
And nothing else matters. And to your point, Al, nothing else matters. I mean, right now, we're so close to being food deprived. I mean, look at the supply chain in foods. How many food supply centers have been burnt down? Meat centers have been destroyed. And then you got the cost of fertilizer going up. The supply chain's interruptions. I mean, we're looking at some very serious problems just right around the corner. I mean, we look and we see empty shelves and we go, well, empty shelves, but I can still buy something. You know, it may not be the right baby formula, but I can still kind of make it work or whatever. You know, it's a minor inconvenience. Well, a minor inconvenience, and you talk to people. I was just talking to a new friend from Venezuela, and you know, they kept thinking, well, no, it's going to get better. It's not going to be. And it just kept getting worse and worse until it was too late.
Yeah. And that's why this election 2022 is so important. It's like we got to get these people out of Congress first, out of power in Congress.
Right.
To at least try to slow things down and then in 2024 take it back or else it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
what kind of America do we turn over to our kids, Al? I mean, think about that. This is nuts. This can, you see, and the beauty of all this, again, I go back to the ordination of this country. The ordination of this country was based on we the people. Okay.
Yeah.
So that declaration, and that's, if I might say, sanctification of we the people, is so critical here, because that is our badge of authority, so to speak. So the American people need to pick up and assume, reassume that position of authority and take their government back. And that can be done. We don't need, you know, we don't need these ruling elites that think that somehow they know better. And look what they've done. They've gotten us in debt, $30 trillion of debt, and they keep passing. In the midst of a recession, they keep passing and spending more money. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't, unless your goal is to direct America.
Right.
And that, you know, unless that's your goal. Your goal is not to help Americans. You're not doing anything to help Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Doing plenty to help your friends. Doing plenty to weaken America relative to China and other places. And that's where the tragedy is. But that's also where the hope is, because we do have the voting booth. We can go to the meeting. We saw in Virginia when the parents, bipartisan. It was bipartisan, mm-hmm. those parents.
Exactly.
Fighting the government once they knew what was going on. Because this is wrong. I don't want my kids mm-hmm. exposed to this.
Right.
I don't want my 6-year-old to think he's a racist. You know, just because his skin is white. You know, I don't want drag queens twerking in front of my 6-year-old.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, and that's where you get back to the spiritual thing. This is all this. There's a decadence and a, you know, the worship of Moloch. I mean, we're dealing with almost like a new religion.
Mm.
It's not even just a secular thing. It is this, you know, cult like. Jihad.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right, Al. It's a rebirthing of an old religion and a worship, a form of worship, the god of Molech, you know, and the Babylonian mindset, where you abandon the wholesomeness and the blessings and the beneficence of God, and you replace it with your own God. You're making God, having God your way. Because we're designed to worship something, and we're going to either worship the legitimate or illegitimate. And more people, sadly, are yielding to the illegitimate. And, you know, again, by the grace of God, this is what we can pray for, is that God would give us wisdom, that there would be a fall of repentance upon the American people to turn back to God and to seek God. And the prescription is 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, you thought that remedy had run its course. No, it's still valid today. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. See, this is an issue of humility. The arrogance of our country is such as got us into this mess. But it's up to the people who are called by God's name to humble themselves and pray. Ask for forgiveness. God in his faithfulness will forgive us our sins. And he'll heal our land, you know, and this is what we want, not only for ourselves, but for the generations to come. May it be so. Al Prada, thank you as always. We appreciate the time. Al is the managing editor of Stream.org. He's been in the process of moving, and he gave himself a break from lifting boxes to be here. Thank you, Al.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.